Hello there, fellow travelers. Have you missed me? Okay, maybe not, but I've missed you. Let's dive into it, shall we? The last few years have been a game changer for me. For one, I met my partner during COVID, then I quit my job as a teacher, and finally, John, my partner, and I got married last August. So, lots of changes, but good changes. Right now, life is pretty epic, and with that usually comes some equally fabulous travel hacking stories. Today, friends, I'm not going to let you down. Since John and I have met, we've always wanted to visit Oktoberfest in Munich. This initial part of our trip turned into five Oktoberfest celebrations in four countries. We stayed in hotels for the entire trip, paid for with points, so there was major savings, read over $6,000 due to hotel status for a few stays and other things. As for our flights, they were also paid with miles, where we saved more than 3 grand after accounting for the taxes and fees on each leg of our trip. Since I've converted John into another hardcore player of the points and miles game, obviously he has to be if he's married to me, and that we never carry a balance and apply for multiple credit cards annually, we are able to travel quite well and frequently. It's not to say that this is what we do every vacation, but we're fortunate that it is a fairly common occurrence. Plus, as optimizers, it's very fun to say yes to something when it only costs you a fraction of the total. Thus, the total cost of the trip, just hotels and airfare, saved us around $9,000. If we were to calculate all of the extras we received, free breakfast, executive lounge privileges, food credits, we saved an additional $300. If you're still with me, the total out-of-pocket expense for John and I for 10 days in Europe, including renting a car for 1 day, petrol, food. We shopped mostly at grocery stores to significantly increase our savings. Public transport, taxes and fees in our award bookings for the flights and museum visits/tours was $1,200. Pretty crazy, huh? Almost an 87% discount just by utilizing our Capital One and Amex points, which we transfer to Life Miles. For those of you who don't know, Life Miles are Avianca's points currency, and Avianca is the national carrier of Colombia, which we then use to book flights on United and Austrian Airlines, respectively. For the hotels, we creatively used a combo of optimizing our free night hotel certificates, burned through a healthy portion of hotel points, and the Amex Platinum hotel credit for our gorgeous 10-day journey. Oh, and before I go, here's an app recommendation for you lovely people. Too Good to Go. Nope. It's not an endorsement, rather just a really helpful app to save serious money while traveling, particularly in Europe. You're welcome. That, friends, will do it for me today. As always, reach out to me via Twitter at Point Redeemer for all of your burning travel questions. Until next time. Happy, responsible swiping.